Abortion opponents are asking a state judge to keep the results of a 2014 referendum from being thrown out. They say they supported the amendment, taking abortion rights out of the state constitution, and they couldn't have known that skipping over the race for governor could mean those votes would not count. WPLN's Chaz Sisk explains.
The anti-abortion Yes on One campaign filed the motion on behalf of 5 Republicans and 2 Democrats. They each say they had good reasons for not voting for governor. Those include believing the Democratic nominee, a political unknown named Charlie Brown, wasn't credible. What they didn't know was that might jeopardize their votes on the abortion amendment. Earlier this month, a federal judge said Tennessee's unusual voting rules mean only people who made a selection for governor should have their ballots counted on the abortion amendment. Election officials are appealing that federal ruling. Yes on One also wants state courts to say every ballot cast should be counted. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.